Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, all praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim, whose name is the mighty Yahweh. Who is Yahweh? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the King of Israel and the entire world. Yahweh is the Elohim, or God, of three black men, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we are his chosen people. And when I say we, I'm speaking to all of my fellow brothers and sisters, the so-called African Americans, all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. Did you know that you are the Creator's chosen people? Did you know it's not ironic that we're being called a nigger and a Negro and an African American and colored and spooked and porch monkey, snowball pickaninny, and every other name but a child of the Most High in which we are? Today, my people, we're going to be speaking of a very important subject, a subject that is very dear unto the Almighty, so you don't want to miss it. But before we have this great broadcast, we're going to have a great song by my Queen Yanis and Queen Tish called Let's Go Moving Forth.
Don't
and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior and the Redeemer of the world. We praise the mighty Yahweh because we're going to be speaking of a nation above all nations. That's what Yahweh chose us to be. A nation above all nations. Now, our people, in many cases, they believe that the heathen is more intelligent, they're more sophisticated, they're more educated, and they have something that we need. Many of our people have went to the extent to try to look like other people, to dress like other people, to talk like other people, to worship other people's gods, because we don't know what type of nation we truly are. Even some of our Hebrew Israelite brothers who say they know Yahweh, and you find that many of them is caught in the same trap that our fellow brothers and sisters are in. They think that they're just, these other nations got it going on. They think that Esau got it going on, that he knows more than we. And Yahweh has made us a nation above all the nations. Now, let me show you what I mean, because it's very important. You have different aspects of the reason why this particular broadcast and the subject matter that I'm speaking of is going on today. Because many of our people are low self-esteem to the extent that even though they, some of them know they're Hebrew Israelites, they still got to look at other nations and think, some of our people believe that certain nations, heathens, are Israelites. You got brothers on the streets of New York City. I know, because me and my wife, we used to live in New Jersey, and we would go down in New York City, and we would often, when we pass through, we stop and just listen to some of our brothers and sisters who are on the streets preaching that they are the Hebrew Israelites, but yet they put their own sisters down. They put their own people down in the streets, but say that they are God's chosen. They name nations such as Cubans and other nations of people and Puerto Ricans and put them down as if they are part of the tribes of Israel. But it's only because we truly don't know who we are. So let me further what I want to speak about today by starting off in the book of Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, and I highly recommend, if you don't have a Bible, please get you one, because you're going to need it today. Matter of fact, I'm going to be touching this subject, and it's probably going to touch someone that might make you a little upset. But that's okay, because we're all searching for the truth. And if we're serious, we can stomach it. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, let's see what the true and living Elohim had to say concerning us as a nation of people. Us, meaning the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. And I got to show you where it says in verse 6, "For thou art an holy people unto Yahweh thy Elohim. Yahweh thy Elohim have chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth." Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For you were the fewest of all people. But because Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, has Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand. That means when he brought us out of slavery and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Remember? You remember hearing about the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt and were slaves? Well, guess what, my people? That was us. That was your black ancestors that was in the land of Egypt. You know, Egypt, right over there in the country of Egypt of today. That's where we were slaves for many years. But one thing about it, we weren't slaves for 400 years. Because this is the place where Yahweh told us that we would be slaves for 400 years. And the 400 years is just about up. Not quite, but just about up. And the reason why I know that it's not up, because first of all, Yahweh is not a man that he should lie. So if he said that we would serve our enemies for 400 years, he is going to make good his word, as he said. His word doesn't return void. So we've been here almost 400 years, even according to their history books. In Jamestown, Virginia, in 1619, the first slaves were brought. This was what they taught us in their own history books, in their registry when they brought us here as slaves. But make no mistake about it. The same Egypt that our fathers we're in. Yahweh told us that we would be in a state of like Egypt. In Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 68th verse, he told us we would go into Egypt again, but this time by ships, meaning an Egypt-like condition, and it truly is. Don't you know the bald eagle was the symbol of the ancient pharaohs, the bird head? Don't you know the bald eagle is the symbol of this nation? This nation goes all the way back from its ways to the ways of Egypt. And Yahweh told us, because he loved us and he would keep the oath which he swore to our fathers, the reason why he brought us out with a mighty hand and redeemed us out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that Yahweh the Elohim, he is Elohim, the faithful Elohim, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. To a thousand generations. Yahweh told us we're holy. So my people, let's understand. Why would we try to be like other nations of people when Yahweh has chosen us to be a special people? Do you know what the word special means, my people? The word special means peculiar, strange, different, unique. Even the word valuable applies to special. Something that is separated and sanctified, as he told us that we are. So we're not to be like nobody else. We don't have to dress and talk and walk and conduct our marriages and raise our children and to worship other gods as other people do. Yahweh didn't choose us for that, but he chose us to be a special people unto himself, above. Not below, not beside, not almost like, but to be above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Now, the only way we're going to be above is that we can't be like anybody else. Matter of fact, let me show you a blueprint of what I mean. It's very important that we see a blueprint of what I mean in the book of Psalms, the 147th chapter. Because must I say, at this time in this broadcast, which is on a Sunday, November the 23rd, the year 2014, this is the 29th day of the month. Did you know that? This is the 29th day of the month in the eyes of the true and living Elohim. So we're looking to see the new moon either today, this evening, or tomorrow, which will be the 30th day of the month. Now, mind you, we find that other nations of people, they're not going to be looking for no moon. They believe that if you're looking for a moon, something wrong with you for looking in the sky at this big light. That's very strange and odd for one to be outside looking in the sky when you see somebody, and you know that it would be strange to you if you saw someone just in the middle of the street or somewhere and all they were doing was looking in the sky. It would probably make you, even if you didn't know who you were and know anything, you would probably look up yourself and wonder, what are you looking at? Well, guess what? These are some of the things that special people do, because they'd be in tune with Yahweh's moon. They ain't worshiping the moon, but they're in tune of its significance according to the laws of Yahweh. Therefore, they're going to be very particular of acknowledging the lights that Yahweh commanded in Genesis, the first chapter, the 14th verse, that was to be for signs and seasons and days and years. It just his laws and statutes and commandments, even from the day of creation, even from before the first seventh day of the week in creation, Yahweh had designated how for us to tell time to make his appointment. And all of these things makes us special. So it certainly, it's a beautiful thing to be strange and odd to keep the laws of Yahweh, and people are looking at you and wondering. That's what makes you different, is you keep commandments that no other nation was given. And you understand what the lights mean, and you're not confused and dismayed at the signs of heaven like many of the nations are. Psalms, the 147th chapter, the 19th and 20th verse, look what Yahweh told us. Let me show you how special we are. Yahweh told us, he showeth his word unto Jacob, and his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation. And as far as his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yahweh. Hallelujah. I'm going to say hallelujah with the psalmist. He said he showeth his word unto Jacob. Praise Yah. His statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any heathen. Now you look this word up, it's going to translate into the same word as heathen. And guess what, my people? All other nations of people are heathens beyond you. You're not a heathen. You are born, you that are so-called African Americans and black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth, dripping with the blood of kings and queens. You are the royal seed of Yahweh, with some of the greatest forefathers that ever walked the face of the earth, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's what stock you come from. Well, guess what? He showed his word unto Jacob, and his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He said he has not even dealt so like this with any other nation. Name any nation. I don't care if it's a white nation, a black nation, name them. The European nations. This includes the Arabs. This includes African nations. This includes Asian nations. It doesn't make a difference. Yahweh said he ain't dealt so like this with any nation. And as far as his judgments, they ain't known them anyway. Hallelujah. So you would be foolish to try to tell Yahweh's time in listening to a heathen, because he never gave his word to them in the first place. He said he showeth his word unto Jacob, and his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. I could see why. And Psalms 83, the Creator lets us know that the nations would seek to cut us off from being a nation, that the name of Israel would be no more in remembrance. I could see why. And when you do your research, you'll find that all of our ancestors that went on them slave ships had something in common with one another. First of all, they were of the same nation. Second of all, every one of them slaves had the name of Yah in it, some way, somehow. We had the name of Yah because that's why Yahweh said in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven and forgive their iniquities and heal their land. All of the slaves had the name of Yahweh in it, because that's where we come from. That's the stock. That's the bloodline that we come from. We come from kings and queens, not from followers and idolaters. We must understand the difference between the two. Now, if he showed his word unto Jacob and his statutes and judgments to Israel, and he said he ain't dealt like this with any other nation, that means he didn't have no dealings. He didn't have no speeches and teachings where he spoke to other nations or people, but he spoke to us. Why would we go by what heathens would have to say to us, seeing that he chose us to be a special people unto himself above all people on earth? Let me show you how much Yahweh loves us. He loves us so much that he designates a nation that he hates. Now, and like, you've got to see this. It's in the book of Malachi. Let's go to Malachi and see, as people call him, God and the Creator. The Most High, the Almighty Yahweh, actually records in his holy word a nation that he hates. And he the one made the nation. And I'm going to show you at the same time just how much he loves us. Just like I read to you in Deuteronomy 7, Yahweh told us he did not choose us because we were more in number than any people. He said we were the fewest, because Yahweh loved you. Hallelujah. Yahweh loves us. Malachi 1, starting at the first verse. The burden of the word of Yahweh to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, said Yahweh. Isn't that something? See, talking to Israel. See, the burden of the word of Yahweh to Israel by Malachi. He said, I have loved you. He's talking about, I love you, Israel. I have loved you, said Yahweh. Yet you say, wherein hast thou loved us? Isn't that something? We have the nerve, and Yahweh is not saying this for nothing. He said that's what we say to ourselves. And certainly that's what our people portray when they speak against our people and they hate themselves. You don't want to speak against your people. You only want to enlighten them because you love them, but not because you hate yourself. See, because when you talk about your people, you're talking about yourself. That's why Yahweh said, love thy neighbor as thy love thyself. He's commanding you to love yourself. He said, I have loved you. Yet you say, wherein? How have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Said Yahweh, yet I love Jacob. And I hated Esau. And laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Whereas Edom said, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down. They shall call them the border of wickedness. And the people against whom Yahweh has indignation forever. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know about some of you all who have a weak stomach and a weak heart, and certainly a weak mind. I don't know about you all. But if my Yahweh, my Elohim, says it's somebody he hates, then I hate him too. Why should I show love for someone who Yahweh says he hates? Understand. Think about the word of the Creator. See, just like when Yahweh promised us, if we kept his commandments, he told us that we would be blessed. But if you break the covenant and you break the agreement like we did, then Yahweh will repent of the good he was going to do because we chose evil. So therefore, the covenant is broken. And Yahweh told us his covenant we broke in Jeremiah 31. Well, don't you know that once nations start coming up against my Elohim, you think I'm going to love them? Maybe you don't need to know some of these nations that some of you all are listening to their teachings. Matter of fact, and I'm about to identify. Let's go to Psalms 83. And I want you to know that some of our people go by shamefully, go by the teachings of Esau. See, Jacob and Esau were brothers. But don't you know, my people, our father was named Jacob or Yaakov. And his name was changed to Yisrael when he wrestled all night long to daybreak with an angel of Yahweh, and he blessed them with that name. The name of Israel is a blessing. Did you know what it means? It means he that has power with Elohim and with man and has prevailed. But guess what? Any of you all that's wearing the names of your slave masters because you haven't taken time out to realize and meditate on where this name came from in the first place, you are giving praise and honor to the slave master, and you don't even know it. You're not even considering it. When you wear the name of your captors, don't you know it gives him honor? When you refuse to give him back his name, don't you know you disdain what Yahweh gave you and me as a blessing? And our father Jacob, who wrestled all night long to get the name? In Psalms, the 83rd chapter, look what the true and living Elohim reveals unto us in his word. In Psalms 83, starting at the first verse, it says, keep not thy silence, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and have consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. Yahweh is letting us know through the psalmist Asaph, one of our forefathers, that these nations have taken crafty counsel against Yah's people. And these nations, more importantly, have lifted up their heads to show their hatred for the Creator himself. Now, how do they lift their heads up? Well, first of all, they can easily lift their heads up if you allow them to brainwash you. If you allow them to brainwash you and me to believe that Yahweh gave them the truth, then you know what? Then you're cursing yourself and you're spurning the word of Yahweh and you don't know it. When you say you're going by a Jewish calendar, or you're going by any man-made calendar, which Yahweh never gave us a calendar, the word calendar is nowhere in Scripture, period. So for someone who will tell you that Yahweh said that he had a calendar, then if he did, then he gave it to Moses. And he must have given it to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he must have had to given it to Samuel. And he had to have given it to Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel or any of the prophets. He had to have given them a calendar. But you don't even see the word calendar, because calendars is the ways of heathens. Yahweh gave us lights. Never even mentioned the word moon in Genesis 1. Never even mentioned the word sun. He gave us the sun, the moon, and the stars. And the Almighty gave them those things. He said, let them be for signs, for seasons. That means appointed feasts. If we're not in sync with the lights, then we're out of sync. He said, let them be for days and years. The significance of the day is you have to understand, we know day means light. But furthermore, what day of the month is it? How would you know? He made the lights to determine for days, for years. And you can't get years without months. And you can't get a month without a moon. That's what he made it for. What did he say in Psalms? The 104th chapter. I'll show you what he said in the 19th verse. He said he appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Hallelujah. These are the same lights. The moon. He didn't say he appointed the month for season. He said he appointed the moon for seasons. It translates into appointed times. That means when we were to meet with the Almighty, that means the seasons of summer and winter. That's why you get more light in the summer than the winter time, because the lights indicate it. That's why where the sun was shining and rising further to the north, now you can look directly to the south and see where the sun now rises and that it sets in the further south, because it's a different season. And he made the lights for signs, for seasons, for days and years. That's how we determine and know what date we're in. It's by that light. Furthermore, in relationship to us being a special people unto ourselves, or a special people unto himself, above all people on earth. Yahweh told us in Malachi, he said, I've loved you, Israel, and I hated Esau. He said, I'm going to have indignation for these people forever. And it amazes me that many of our brothers and sisters whom I love dearly, they get their ways from Esau, the Edomites, the so-called Jewish man, as if he know the truth. And I'm going to show you how much he know in the book of Obadiah. Let's go to Obadiah and see from the word of the true and living Elohim, the mighty Yahweh, just how much sense this man got. Because guess what? Esau says, when you don't see no light in the sky, that's a new month. That's the new moon, is the dark moon that you see no light. When Yahweh clearly told us, he gave us lights for signs, for seasons, for days and years. And various of our people thinking that the Jewish man knows what he's doing, knows what he's talking about, that the Edomites and Esau know exactly, because they sort of stole our inheritances and possessions. And they did. They do have some of our possessions. But one thing that Yahweh told us is clear as you being a black Hebrew Israelite and him being Yahweh himself, is one thing he gave us that he didn't give them, period, and they could never take it away, is his word. Oh, hallelujah. I showed it to you in Psalms 147, the 19th and 20th verse, where he clearly told us, he showed his word unto Jacob, his statutes and judgments unto Israel. He said he has not dealt so with any nation, any heathen. That includes Esau. That includes Edom. That includes the white man. That includes Arabs. That includes Africans. That includes Asians and all nations. He said he gave it to us. So what do we look like going by something that they come up with? In Obadiah, because there's only one chapter there, look what Yahweh told us. Starting at the 6th verse, he said, how are the things of Esau searched out? Now, who is Esau? Esau is the brother of Jacob, our forefather, whose name was changed to Israel. Esau is the modern-day so-called Jewish people. They call themselves Jews, but they are not. They called themselves Hebrews, or must I say they would never call themselves Hebrews, but they called themselves Jews or Jewish or Israelis. But one thing they do know beyond a shadow of a doubt, they know better than to call themselves Hebrews, because we're Hebrews, because we come from the sons, we're the sons of Eber. Eber is translated in Hebrew as Ivri. We're of Hebrews because we're the descendants of Eber. Just look it up for yourself, my people, and understand. Look it up in the book of Genesis, the 10th chapter, and see for yourself. We are the sons of Shem. We're Semitic people. And in Obadiah, furthermore, that's why the question is asked. How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. My goodness. Shall I not in that day, said Yahweh, even destroy the wise men out of Edom and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if anybody have the nerve to try to take our place and take our space, then so be it by the name of the mighty Yahweh. And my people, Yahweh made you a special people unto himself, above Edomites, above the white man, above the Africans, above the Asians, above all the people, no matter if they're Hispanic, Korean, it doesn't make any difference. He made us a special people because he gave us laws that he never gave anyone else. And these laws are great. There's none like them. No other nation was given these commandments. No other nation. So let's understand. Yahweh is letting us know that we are a people above all nations on earth. Furthermore, let's go to Exodus chapter 19. And, of course, we're going to be opening our phone lines up in a few minutes. In about 17 minutes, we're going to be opening our phone lines up. And all you have to do, if you want a question, you have a question or a comment, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Exodus, the 19th chapter, look what Yahweh lets us know in the 3rd verse. And Moses went up unto Elohim, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words that thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Doesn't that make you feel good about yourself? Don't that make you feel wonderful about yourself? But guess what? If we keep his covenant and obey his voice, then, in the 5th verse, it says, you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. So you want to know why, my people, that we're at the bottom of the barrel? Why we've been called everything but a child of the Most High? Why we're in the conditions that we're in today is because we did not obey his voice. We did not keep his covenants. We didn't do it. We decided that other people's covenants were better than ours. We decided to keep other people's agreements, other statutes of other nations of people, and not our own. We have a tendency to do that. We have a tendency to go by somebody else's way of how they determine holy days, and not go by the way that Yahweh gave us from the beginning of creation when he gave us lights. we find that we think that's strange. That's odd. That's, brother, that sounds weird. But that's what it's supposed to sound like. Because Yahweh didn't make us like everybody else. We don't determine things like everybody else. We weren't given a crystal ball to read like witches and people that trust in their own inventions. Do you understand? We weren't given those things. We were given the commandment and covenants and the voice of Yahweh to keep forever. We were given by his word. See? So let's understand. Once we understand just how special we are, once we understand just what the Creator is saying here, where he told us that I've made you a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Once we understand that, we would be ashamed to listen and hearken to the voices of other people in how they will interpret the way we should keep our own laws. What a shame and a scandal. As my mama used to say, what a shame and a scandal of how we can be by listening to other people and going by their ways and the evil of their doings. Furthermore, let's go further in this, because we find that Yahweh told us in the book of Leviticus, he told us some things that's pretty heavy. And we're going to read it in the book of Leviticus. Let's go to the 18th chapter and see what thus said Yahweh, starting at the first verse. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am Yahweh, your Elohim. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein you dwelt, shall you not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall you not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances. That's a commandment. If they ordained the dark moon to be the beginning of months or the beginning of a month, what do we look like? And Yahweh told us to go by lights. That's why we're walking in darkness. That's why we're in gross darkness. If we're going by another light beyond the new light, that's why Yahweh speaks and say the new moon. Well, moon and month is synonymous. You can't get a month without a moon. And what we don't understand as Yah's people is that when Yahweh gave us and told us to keep the new moons, he was letting us know to keep the new lights. See, I can replace the word moon with light because that's what Yahweh called it in Genesis, the first chapter, the 14th verse. He just simply said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let those lights be for signs, seasons, days, and years. So I could say light, the new light. And once we see the new light, the next day is the new day, first day of the new light. That's how we determine our months to add up to our years, which begins in the month of Abib. Yahweh didn't never make us like other people. That's why Muslims, they celebrate Ramadan in the winter and the summer and all through the years, because they don't have a determining factor of when a year begins. Because their holy days, or whatever you want to call them, these days don't have a particular season. So they will be celebrating something that's within a whole nother season. Each year, it'll go to some other time. But Yahweh told us that we had to keep things within its seasons, in its appointed time. Hallelujah. See, if you're going by something and not going by the word of Yahweh, you'll find, if you give it some time, you're going to wind up thinking a new year is in the middle of winter, before it's over, because you're not in sync with the time of Yahweh. Leviticus, the 18th chapter again, look what he told us in the 4th verse. He said, you shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances. That means the thing he ordained to walk therein. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am Yahweh. Hallelujah. So I praise Yahweh for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I praise him for it. I trust him. I know Yahweh doesn't change. Seasons change. Me and you may change, but Yahweh never changes. Therefore, we can trust every word that proceeds out of his mouth, because every word of Elohim is pure. But every word of your so-called preachers and imams and morays and kohanes and rabbis and rabbis, these words are not unless they come from the mouth of Yahweh. These are not the words of the true and living Elohim unless they come from the mouth of the Creator and how he told us to determine our days, our signs, our seasons, our years, his holy feast, and every other law and statute and commandment and covenant that he gave to us. Furthermore, let's go further than this. Let me show you just how special the Creator's people are. And of course, look at the condition. I read to you the condition in Exodus 19. He said, if you will keep my covenant. That's a big word, y'all. That's something that we need to consider. He said, if you will keep my covenant, if obey my voice indeed, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. That's why we below. We below because we're too busy listening to other people and leaning to our own understanding. So therefore, Yahweh can't advance us as a nation. So what happens is, that's why Yahweh said he's going to bring forth a remnant. He's not going to bring but a few of us out of the lands in which he scattered us in captivity. Furthermore, let's go to the book of Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 60. And let's see what Yahweh has to say before we open our phone lines up in about 6 minutes. Isaiah chapter 60. Look what the true and living Elohim wants us to know. Because you don't realize just how special you are, my people, when you keep Yah's commandments, when you obey his voice, when you stop listening to other nations of people who Yahweh never gave his laws, his statutes, his commandments, and his words to. And you're obeying your teachers who say they know Yahweh, and you find out they're leading you to the destruction and the road to hell. Look what Yahweh told us in Isaiah chapter 60, starting at the 8th verse. Who are these that flies the cloud and has the doves to their windows? That means those that are going to be coming back by air. In other words, we're going to be having planes to come down to bring some of us back that were scattered further than others, which was mainly Judah. Because we way off from where we come from. We way away. We over to cross the waters. Do you understand? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of Yahweh thy Elohim, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified thee. And the sons of the strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on you. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night. He letting you know. This is two occasions. That Babyface used to sing. You remember the song? He said, I only think of you on two occasions, that day and night. I can show you all through the book that there's a difference between a day and a difference between a night. But some of our people, because they're listening to the so-called Jewish man, believes that day is all the time, that night is a new day, that evening is a new day. Do you understand? Every time is day. From evening to evening, that's a day. So that means when one evening ends, another one begins. It says between the two evenings. I didn't think the Almighty had two evenings. I ain't never seen where Yahweh ever said he had two evenings. I seen he said the evening and the morning were the first day. I never saw where he told us then the evening and the evening and the evening were the first day. Oh, my people. If you've been going by the Jewish man's ways, the man the Creator said he has indignation for forever, Esau, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I would recommend that you ask the mighty Yahweh to forgive you for listening to someone who is a numbskull. That means his skull is numb. Yahweh told us in Obadiah, there's none understanding in him. And you would wonder why you have two refrigerators, one refrigerator for meat products and another one for milk products. Because he read in the law, well, you're not to see the kid in his mother's milk. And that is not even what they're saying for us to do, is to start buying two refrigerators, one for meat and one for milk products. What a numbskull. What a man with no understanding. And you're listening to him to determine your month or your days. To think he knows where evening begins a day when the Creator told us emphatically that he has two offerings daily. The first offering was done in the morning, and the second offering was done in evening. Do you understand? Yahweh said in the 11th verse, therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles. That means the riches of the Gentiles. And that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yeah, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. Hallelujah. Don't you know, my people? Don't you know that Yahweh is going to raise up a few of our people to be part of a remnant group that Yah said that every nation and kingdom would have to serve? How in the world could we stoop down to listen to other nations when he made us above all people on earth. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And of course, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put that question or that comment on the air. Praise Yahweh. As we go to the book of Psalms, let's go to book of Psalms, and let's see something that the true and living Elohim reveals to us in Psalms, the 78th chapter. Psalm 78. This is very important because it deals with our children. He said in the first verse, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth." He said, "I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter sayings of old which you have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them." Isn't that deep? "We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of Yahweh and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which shall be born, who shall arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in Elohim and not forget the works of Elohim, but keep his commandment." Praise Yah. As we go to our first caller, which is area code 813, Shalom, shalom, you're on air.
Hey, brother, I just want to ask a question.
Anything, brother.
Yes, sir, brother. You know, I've been wanting, because I've been trying to teach people and break it down to people that's stuck in the old ways, you know what I'm saying, the Canaanites, you feel me? And I'll be trying to, how to break it down, because I think I'll be getting to them too vulgar, you understand?
Sure.
But, you know, I can't come to them like a Jehovah's Witness because they'll reject me, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You feel me? The people that I talk to, the people I go and try to open their eyes, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You get what I'm saying, brother? I know, you know what I'm saying, I'm not all the way righteous, but Yahweh, you feel me? I'm in the streets there, you know what I'm saying, brother? But what I'm trying to do is that, because I can't go to them in a suit and tie because they reject you, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So I try to talk to the younger generation, you know what I'm saying, and they style, you know what I'm saying? How they
sure.
act, you feel me? But I don't, you know what I'm saying? I go to them too vulgar. So I'm asking you to, how can I explain it to them, you know what I'm saying, not being so vulgar? You know what I'm saying?
Sure, beloved brother.
I'm
going to give you a tip, beloved.
Yes, sir.
That's very important, and that's a very important question that you ask. And I'm going to turn to the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, and show you the way that we were to present to our people. I'm show you a couple of things, and that's just very wise and humble of you to even inquire about how we're to approach our people so that we can get them to hear what you're saying and not just, you know, listen to, you know, the way you're saying it. And this is what the Almighty told us. He said in the first verse of Isaiah 42, "Behold my servant whom I have uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth." So in other words, this, what it's really saying, good brother, is that we don't holler at our people, or we don't talk vulgar to our people in any way, shape, or form, because we know that they're not sinning against us. They really
yeah.
Yahweh.
Yes, sir. I'm not. What you might have misunderstood. I don't talk like you know. I don't give them to them like. I give them to them like meat. Like I probably give them to them too meaty. That's what I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? Instead of giving them the milk, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know
how to break it down from like the you know what I'm saying? I just give it to them. You understand?
I understand. I'll tell you what, beloved. This is why I want to show you a couple of things. I want to show you, I hear you. I hear you clearly.
Sir.
In the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter, here's another way. I'm going to give you all the formulas. This is another way the Creator told us in how we're to teach knowledge and how he's going to teach us knowledge. He told us in the 9th verse. See, we don't, and when we're talking to our people, we always realizing that they sinned against the Almighty. They really haven't sinned against us. So when we're breaking it down to them, here's what the Most High told us that he gave us his word, and this is how we do it. He said, whom shall he teach knowledge in the 9th verse? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. So you couldn't, beloved, as I see you got a good, you seem like you got a good spirit and heart for loving your people and you want to inform them. They can only get it bit by bit. So you can't really tell them everything at that one time because you're trying to, as Yahweh told us, he would choose us for fishers and hunters. You're planting the seed. You're absolutely right. And when you plant it, the way you plant it, you throw a seed out and watch it grow. You don't try to grow it then, but you wait and you watch it grow. You give them your number. You speak a word to them. Tell them to look it up. Give them something to look up, you know, rather than maybe you just telling them everything because you can't really, they can't absorb it. A lot of our people, it's like if you eat too much, you may vomit it up.
Yeah, throw it up. Yeah, throw it up.
A lot of our people be throwing up everywhere spiritually because this word is like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. So you have to know what you're dealing with. This is the most powerful word there
is.
Yes,
sir. And another thing, I'll be like, you know what I'm saying? I be wanting a lot of people to study, but certain people that try to study, you know, they get so much in their head to run them crazy a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You get what I'm saying, brother?
Yes, I do.
You know what I'm saying? Because I done been in a situation where I done showed a brother something to you. He done snapped. I'm talking, he on something else. I don't know what he on. Boy, he done flipped the script on me. You know what I'm saying? And I be trying
to... The key is, lastly, I want to show your beloved brother in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ezekiel chapter 3. Look what the Creator told us. Because you're doing the right thing. You're doing the righteous thing. You just want to be able to define and be even more precise and accurate and using wisdom on how to bring it. And that's wisdom in itself, to want to know how to present yourself before the people that they might hear you. And don't just, you know, hear words, but hear you, what you're saying by the word of Yahweh. Here's what Yahweh told us as well. He said... In verse 4, he said, son of man, go get thee into the house of Israel and speak my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel would not hearken unto you. For they will not even hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made your face strong against their faces, and your forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant hearted in flint have I made your forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Last thing, moreover, He said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in your heart and hear with your ears, and go get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, thus said Yahweh Elohim, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. So in other words, that lets me know, and you know, and all of our people who know who we are and trying to relay it, that we still got to let them know the word of Yahweh, even though it's going to cause some faces to frown. So you can't, don't let that make you lose your cool. You just tell them, because that's our job. And if they don't accept it, they have the right to reject it, because that's what Yah said. You tell them whether they will hear and hearken or whether they will forbear. That means to reject and don't want to hear you, because guess what? Yahweh has been dealing with rejection from us as a nation for years, so we got to, we have to be able to deal with rejection. And so I'm going to tell you, brother, you're a strong brother to be trying to tell your people what thus said Yahweh, and you're a wise brother to want to know how to do it. You just have to be patient. You can't lose your cool, and you just have to straight up tell them whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Drop a seed and hope and pray to Yahweh that it'll grow, and that's the key, because they're not sinning against you. I can't say it too often. They're not sinning against you. So that's what Yahweh had to tell Samuel. When the people rejected Yahweh as their king in 1 Samuel 8 chapter, Yahweh had to tell Samuel, they're not rejecting you, Samuel. They rejected me. So try not to take it personally, even though you're going to, but at least continue to do what you're doing and just be wise, brother.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
I ain't number love for you, and I hope you tune in every Sunday, same time, 3:30 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I just got to call you because I ain't got the station down in Tampa.
Oh, okay. Where are you located? In Tampa? Tampa, Florida. Praise the mighty Yahweh, brother. Praise the mighty Yahweh.
I found a number on whatever, Facebook. Facebook or Instagram, one or two. I found a number on.
Well, praise the mighty Yahweh. And also, you can follow us on the Sabbath day. We have live programs or live holy convocations on the Sabbath day, every Sabbath at 11:00 and 11:15 a.m. every Sabbath day. You can go online under Ustream. And you'll be able to see the class live till you find your place, I guess.
Yes, sir. Do you have an address or anything I can get?
Yes, we do. If you like to write us or whatever, or if you
like to come to our
congregation, if you come to visit our congregation, I'll give it to you right now.
You got my number down? You got my number?
Yes, sir. 813-770-3187.
Could you text it to this phone, sir? Text everything.
I certainly will. After the broadcast, I'm gonna text it. I'll make sure it gets texted to your phone.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you. And what's your name, good brother, again?
My name, Father Malachi Israel.
Okay, brother Malachi Israel, may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you strong, and may Yahweh bless you to live forever, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Same to you.
Praise Yahweh. Shalom. Praise Peace.
Yahweh. Shalom.
Shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh for our beloved brother Malachi. We praise Yahweh because the true and living Elohim wants us to know how to talk to our people. He wants us to know how to bring up our nation and speak to them. And that was very humble and wise of our beloved brother Malachi to call in to ask counsel on how to do such a thing. Because a lot of our people, they have a lot of difficulties even expressing themselves to be able to tell this word, because this is the most powerful word that there is. So I praise the Almighty for that. And I definitely wanted to go furthermore as we go to our phone lines. I want to show a scripture in the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. Let's go to Daniel chapter 7 and see what thus said Yahweh. in the book of Daniel, chapter 7. Look what the true and living Elohim lets us know that is so special, so wonderful, that's going to happen to that small remnant of people that keep his commandments and do the works of the Almighty to bring Jacob back to him. Like our brother Malachi trying to do. He's trying to bring Jacob back to the Most High. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring our people back to the Most High. It ain't about putting them down like Bill Cosby has done in the past and all the people that have spoke their tongues against Yahweh's people. We got to realize that Yahweh loves us. Despite how we are, he told us he got Israel written in the palm of his hands. So we always have to remember that when we talk to our people. In Daniel, the 7th chapter, let's see what the true and living Elohim prophesied about his saints. He said in the 23rd verse, and of course, we only have a few minutes left, but you can call after I read this scripture. You can call us at area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Daniel chapter 7, verse 23. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall divide the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom, and are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and a dividing of time. My people, let me tell you something. This is saying a whole lot. Don't you know that there are books out there that speak great words against the Most High, such as the New Testament of your Bible? For the New Testament is the book that Yahweh doesn't even speak in. And you know, he told us in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. But Yahweh told us furthermore that they would speak great words against him and would wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. So in other words, the times would change. Whatever the time when we knew to go by the lights in the heavens for signs, seasons, days, and years, as Yahweh commanded it to be so from their very beginning in creation in Genesis 1, verse 14. Now you have people that go by their own times and make their own laws and rules to go by, to determine these things. Yahweh said they're going to be given into their hands, but the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions. Did you hear what it says? All dominions shall serve and obey him. Because understand, my people, many of the kingdoms and dominions of the nations of today, they're not keeping the laws of Yahweh. They're keeping the laws of Christ, of Yahshua, whatever name you call them. They're keeping the laws and the ordinances of Esau. That means whenever Esau says it's a new moon, they're going by what he's saying. They're not going by the word of Yahweh, which he gave us to go by. Sad to say. But Yahweh said, it's only for a time and time and a dividing of times. And Yahweh told his saints how to conduct themselves in these days. Let me show you how you're to conduct yourself in these last days, my people. It's very important that you understand this. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, look what it says. In the time that we have remaining. Area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. It says, and such as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their Elohim shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame and by captivity and by spoil for many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be hoping with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flatteries, and some of them of understanding shall fall to try them, to purge and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. So as we go to our next caller, we want you to know, my people, that the Almighty said that those that know their Elohim going to be strong and they're going to do exploits. That means they're going to be working busily on the behalf of Yahweh. We have our caller from area code 404. Shalom, shalom. You on air?
Shalom, all right.
Shalom, my beloved brother. This sounds like Brother James.
Yes, Brother James.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. I just want to say you got a dynamic program, learned a lot, and that's true. We do have to be strong. And just like a brother, you know, not knowing how to address our people, you know, as many scriptures, you know, Yahweh give us to be able to come to our people. People are hard-headed, and I was going through the same thing until I had learned, you know, what you, the scriptures you gave me, and it kind of helped me to soften, you know, the way I came to people, because some people you got to come strong, and some people you got to come softly too. But that's learned, if you thus says Yah, you had let the scriptures let Yah say it, speak for you, then it will work a lot better instead of using our words. Because our word to them is no credibility, really.
That's right. Absolutely right, brother. Couldn't have been said no better, because that's wisdom, what you're saying. And as I told my brother, they ain't sinning against us. They're sinning against Yahweh. We have to be mindful of that. And I'm very glad that our beloved brother called. I wish a whole lot of our people called, because I don't think that, I think they do need more wisdom on how to approach our people. I really do. And I appreciate you, Brother James, for telling and saying how Yahweh has moved you to be in the same way and when you try to talk to your people. And so I praise Yahweh for all of us collectively trying to bring Jacob back to the Most High the best way that we can, because it's only Yah to do it. It's only him.
Yeah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah, I praise Yah, and may Yahweh bless you, Sister Yanis, and you have a great day, and shalom.
Well, beloved brother, may Yahweh bless you, your lovely wife Tammy, your whole beautiful family and children with many days forever to live, and may all of us be part of that great remnant one day to go back home. I love you, brother. Stay strong.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Praise the true and living Elohim. Oh, this has been a wonderful time bringing forth the words of the true and living Elohim, because I'm honored. I'm honored because these are Yah's words, and we are Yah's people. And so I thank him that he's given us the opportunity to be able to bring our people back to him. Thank you, Yahweh. We should all that know who we are, we should praise Yahweh that he gave us and woke our minds up for the little bit of understanding, of knowledge and wisdom that he has given us to be able to speak to our people, because we would be just like them. And some of us was just like them. So that's why we always have to be careful about how we speak or approach our people. So praise the mighty Yahweh. And I thank Yah personally for certain things that he put in his scriptures. Like, for instance, look what he said in a few minutes, and I do mean few, that we have left. Look what the true and living Elohim wants us to know about ourselves and just how much he cares about us. Think about it. Let's go to the book of Isaiah again and see what thus said Yahweh. All the love he be exemplifying in this book, all the blessings and mercies and understanding that he gives us in this book. Look what he told us when it comes to the greatest thing that we have done against him, and it's called sinning, mainly worshiping other gods. Look what Yahweh told us for those that are trapped in JC, for those that are trapped in Yahshua, for those that are trapped worshiping the false gods of all the heathens, A-L-L-A-H, you name any of these gods, Yahweh don't know them. But this is what the Creator told us in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Look what he told us in verse 21. He said, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. That means we show the Almighty that we seem like we're just tired of the Creator. He said, thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of your sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with your sin. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotteth out your transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance and let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Praise the mighty Yahweh. We want, on behalf of the entire house of Israel of Atlanta, to let you know Yahweh loves you.